In polarized times, it can feel like a tall order to bring people together for civil discussions about American history.
But a project led by PBS Wisconsin aims to meet that challenge.
The America at 250 initiative brings Wisconsinites together for community conversations about early American history as the nation marks 250 years.
It provides conversation guides, questions, moderation advice, and video excerpts from the documentary series The American Revolution.
As Washington and Howe faced off against one another in New York, in Philadelphia, the Continental Congress had been laboring to adopt Articles of Confederation, meant to formally bind all 13 states together, while also guaranteeing the independence of each. A first tentative step toward a permanent government for the new United States.
That audio from the American Revolution is courtesy of Florentine Films and PBS.
Libraries, civic groups, veterans groups, and more have joined the project, and materials are still available at pbswisconsin.org/discuss-A250. Dulce Velicides and Jason Smith are with PBS Wisconsin. They've been organizing the campaign. Dulce, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Very excited to be here.
And Jason, thanks for being with us.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
Jason, big picture, what is the goal of this project?
Well, this project really kind of began, boy, about 2 years ago, a little bit more than 2 years ago. We were looking for a way to really strengthen the civic fabric of the state, bring people together in conversation around America's 250th anniversary. We thought community conversations would be a great way to do it.
And Dulce, tell us what happens at these community conversations.
The community conversations are really lovely. People are given a wonderful guide that helps them both set up for success by knowing a couple of ground rules, how to get the conversation going. We provide a clip of Ken Burns' The American Revolution to do some level setting so everybody's watched the same thing. And from there on, what happens is in the hands of the community, right? So everybody hosts different conversations. They pick a different segment that they can do. And that leads to some, from what we've heard from folks who have participated, some wonderful discussions.
And Jason, talk a little more. There's the video material, but I see there's a lot of question guides,
sure,
and things like that. Tell us a little more about the material that participants are getting to work with here.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Well, we put together this guide that Dulce had mentioned. It's got instructions for participants and for people who want to facilitate. There's probably five key thematic areas that people can choose from, including questions. Typically ranging from there's themes like spirit of service, or one of the sections is like military service. One is looking at the arts and the foundation of the establishment of the country, the role the arts played, like how are we telling our stories as Americans? So kind of choose your own adventure thing when it comes to what you want to talk about.
And Dulce, I imagine a fear here for people would be like, well, gosh, if we're talking about anything other than, I don't know, weather or puppies, right, we're going to argue about it. What kind of things are there to help keep this civil?
Yeah, I think for both participants and the facilitators. So for the facilitators, we did offer some facilitation guide that happened. Oh, man, Jason, time is a blur. Starting in February.
Yep.
Right.
A training with Urban Rural Action.
Yep. So folks got to do some facilitation training to learn how to set up the room, set up for success, what to do in, you know, sometimes uncomfortable situations, because that can happen during any conversation. But for folks who are participating, you know, the rules are there on how to engage with one another to hopefully, you know, keep that conversation going in a way that is productive for everyone in the room.
And you've both mentioned the American Revolution documentary. Ken Burns is a well-known
sure.
name attached to this. How did they play with this when you reached out to them, I guess, to say, hey, could we use some of your material? What was their response? What kind of things did they offer?
There was a national initiative by WETA in collaboration with Florentine Films. That's the company that Ken Burns is a part of that made the film. And they were really looking for ways to get people involved in a conversation more broadly about America at 250 and this documentary, The American Revolution in particular. And I think that they were looking around at communities perhaps like ours in Wisconsin who didn't have, as Dulce likes to say, the cobblestones that Paul Revere walked on. You know, here's a different way to engage with the revolution, understand who the people were that were fighting in the war, why was the war happening, what did kind of freedom and democracy mean to them 250 years ago, and think about it in contemporary terms. You know.
We're going to meet a participant in just a bit, but Dulce, what's been the response around the state since you've put this on offer?
It's actually been really wonderful. And to be really frank with you, it's kind of blown us away. Like Jason said, when we were thinking of America at 250, seeing what we could do for the state, it was really important for us to put Wisconsinites at the forefront. When we were at the PBS annual meeting, you know, some of our wonderful colleagues are literally like, if you look out that window, that's where X, Y, and Z happened. And we don't necessarily have that in Wisconsin in terms of looking directly at the American Revolution, the film. So it's wonderful to center Wisconsinites, see what America at 250 means for them. And I think because of that reason, it's really resonated with a lot of folks who have been looking to engage with America at 250 and find different ways to spark conversations in their community, whether that is, like Jason was saying, looking at it through the arts, through military service, things like that. So the response has been really wonderful. We actually provided grants to 25 folks at the beginning of this whole process. And then seeing everything that grew out of those 25 grants, I think at this point, Jason, we've had 70 different folks, organizations, things like that, reach out in hopes of participating.
Sure. Yeah, we had 68 people attend the training, facilitation training sessions with Urban Rural Action. And then, I think we've had 70 separate sessions. And some folks like Annette, you'll hear from, have done a bunch of them. Yeah. I think just because these conversations give a community an opportunity to come together and focus on the film, but really in that, focusing on that film, kind of dig into your feelings about what it means to be an American at this moment and have a conversation maybe with somebody you don't know in your own community.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Rob.
That was Jason Smith and Dulcie Velicides with PBS Wisconsin. We're talking about the America at 250 initiative, helping bring community conversations to local groups around Wisconsin. Annette Numrick of Eagle River has organized a bunch of those conversations around Vilas County. Annette, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
What made you want to bring America at 250 and these community conversations to Vilas County?
Well, about a year and a half ago, a group of us started coming together to learn more about government and our local government, our federal government. We started studying the Constitution. And we decided that we needed to find a way to bring people together, people from both sides of the political spectrum, to have conversations and to be part of a community.
You've done some of these already. You've got some more in the works. For the ones you've done, what have the conversations been like?
They've actually gone quite well. Some of the most interesting conversations have been when there have been young students involved in the groups. They seem to be very easily engaged in conversation. They're not afraid to share their feelings about what's happening in our country. They can easily recognize what they want their futures to be. So that was a very hopeful thing that came out of the conversations.
What kind of preparation was involved to get ready for these events?
Well, because we did multiple events, we had a team of 8 people that went through the training with PBS, and we partnered with all the local libraries in Vilas County. So went to the library, organized the topic with the librarian and the dates and the times. And then the librarians got the news out to people that the events were happening. So there was a lot of work up front just trying to get that organized. But once we got that done, then with our group, we had a mock session just to kind of give it a trial. And then we've done 5 already. And then we have 3 that we're doing in August.
Wow. This is obviously important to you and the people you started that group with. Why is it so important for you to bring people together for these civil conversations about important topics like this?
Well, I think that what I found is a lot of complacency in people in terms of participating in government, running for office, even talking about issues within our own communities. And everybody was kind of in their own little silo. And I think part of that might have been due to the effects of COVID. I think the political divisions that we see right now, but people just don't seem comfortable talking about issues. So this was just a really good way to talk about a shared history that some of us may know more information about and others not so much, but it's all of our history. So it was a good place to start.
And Annette, before I let you go, I imagine there's somebody out there listening thinking, hey, this is great. Somebody should do this in my town. What would you say to them to encourage them to be that someone, to step up and reach out and try to organize this?
You know, it was so easy working with PBS. They had the whole format for us. So yeah, and I think just, you know, getting people together, having a small conversation, and it just grows. You know, once you start talking about issues, it seems like, you know, more people will attend with a friend. So yeah, I would encourage anyone to get a group together and start talking about what's happening in my town, what's happening in my state.
We'll leave it there. Annette, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Annette Numrick of Eagle River. Earlier we heard from Dulce Velicities and Jason Smith of PBS Wisconsin. We're talking about the America at 250 initiative, bringing conversations about the origins of the United States to communities around the state. More info at pbswisconsin.org/discuss-a250.